The Boundless Reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and good Friday morning and happy Easter. I hope everyone has had a good week, and I pray that this weekend, if you do not have a church, you're more than welcome to come visit Woodlawn Baptist in Lowell, North Carolina. We actually will have a service this evening at 6 p.m., and then a service on Sunday. Two service times, for one for Sunday school and the other for worship, at 9:45 and 11. But if you are in attendance, then worship the Lord this weekend and praise Him for the resurrection and what has been accomplished for us. So a good time. Of course, we probably will be with some family members. I'm sure there's some plans for Easter. Everybody comes to church for Mama, right? So we look forward to the time of celebration and gathering together to worship Christ the King. So this morning, I just want to read a passage. We'll take a break from 1 Corinthians and go into Luke. So Luke chapter 23, verse 33. It says, when they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. Jesus was saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots, dividing up his garments among themselves. And the people stood by, looking on. And even the rulers were sneering at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if this is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up to him, offering him sour wine, and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. Now there was also an inscription above him, This is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other answered and rebuking him said, Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed are suffering justly for what we are receiving, what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise. It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour, because the sun was obscured and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had happened, he began praising God, saying, Certainly this man was innocent. And all the crowds who came together for this spectacle, when they observed what had happened, began to return, beating their breast. And all his acquaintances and all the women who had accompanied him from Galilee were standing at a distance, seeing these things. And a man named Joseph, who was a member of the council, a good, righteous man, he had not consented their plan in action, a man from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who was waiting for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen cloth and laid him in a tomb cut into the rock where no one had ever lain. It was the preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. Now the women who had come with him out of Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and perfumes, and on the Sabbath rested according to the commandment. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling clothing. And as these women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." And they remembered his words and returned from the tomb and reported all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James. Also the other women with them were telling these things to the apostles. But these words appeared to them as nonsense, and they would not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen wrappings only, and he went away to his home, marveling at what had happened. And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about the things which had taken place. And while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are these words that you are exchanging with one another as you are walking?" And they stood still, looking sad. So here we see again the demonstration and the act in which Christ, our Lord and Savior, not only was he crucified and beaten and basically brought to a point to where he died, but also that he rose and defeated the grave. So as we celebrate Easter, I would hope and pray that as you may consider what has been accomplished and the resurrection power that's found in Christ, and how we rejoice in the fact that the worst thing that could come against us in some form or fashion, being at death, is not the finality, and not even so much the fact and what has been accomplished through that, but also in of itself that there's power and hope because of Christ. So as you celebrate Easter, praise the Lord and his blessing and what he has accomplished on the cross for us, that once we were separated from him, from God, but through Christ, we have everlasting life. Praise his holy name. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.